Okay, so last week we mentioned that the parasha ends with the story of Miriam, and according to the Ramban, he raises the possibility that there is a positive mitzvah, a biblical mitzvah, to remember the story of Miriam, and therefore it's included in what becomes known as the Sheish Zechirot, the six things that you're supposed to remember daily, either in your mind or verbally. And as we mentioned, there are different positions. Some have 10, 13 different things you have to remember. But a different one, which may appear in this week's parsha, is if you look in your Siddur, in that the next, following that, in the actually preceding that, in the art scroll, another one of these zechirot is a mitzvah to remember that you angered God in the Midbar. Now, according to some Mefarshim, that refers specifically to Chet HaEgel. According to other Mefarshim, it refers to the series of sins that the Jews committed throughout the Midbar. That, obviously, the Egel is one of them. But this week's Parsha with the Meraglim is another one. Next week's Parsha with Korach, and then the subsequent rebellion after Korach. Bamidbar has a whole series of sins, in addition to the Egel that we read in the end of Shemot, of ways in which we angered God. And according to many of the Mefarshim, there is a daily mitzvah to remember the sins that we committed in the Midbar, either, again, just the ego, or perhaps more broadly, all the sins, including all those in this week's Parsha, next week's Parsha, and those throughout the Midbar. So, whichever way it is, why should that be the case? Why would it be a mitzvah to remember this, either verbally or mentally, but still, why should we remember the sins that we performed, that we committed in the desert? So there are many different ways of taking this. I'll just suggest two. One, which seems to be implied by the Ramban, is spelled out a bit more clearly by the Pelag Yoetz, is that the reason we remember our sins in the Midbar is less to remember the fact that we sinned, but rather because despite the fact that we sinned, to the point where in this week's parasha, God says, you know what, all of you are going to die in the desert, it's only going to be the next generation who have the privilege of going into Israel. Still, in the end of the day, God didn't destroy us. He wanted to, and each time Moshe stopped it. In the end, Hashem brought us in, despite the fact that we complained and we sinned over and over. In the end of the day, it may not have been the first generation, but we made it in. And even that first generation who ended up dying, Hashem didn't, as he wanted to, strike them down in a plague. In the end, he led them through the Midbar. He continued to give them man. He continued to give them protection from the Anan HaKavod. And therefore, the Pelag Yoetz says, the reason to remember these sins is to remember that God is quite kind to us. That no matter what we do, despite everything we did, in the end of the day, Hashem still took care of the Jews through the Midbar. He still took the next generation into Eretz Yisrael. And that should generate a certain level of gratitude, despite the fact we make mistakes, Hashem still grants us so many good things. The Sefer Charedim outlines the opposite. Not really the opposite, the other side of the equation. And that is that if we remember that our ancestors sinned, and he includes not just our ancestors in the Midbar, but starting in the Midbar and all the way through, every generation sins, we sin, everyone makes mistakes. So that creates a certain level of humility, right? We all think we're perfect, but if we were honest with ourselves and we think for a moment, we know we're not perfect, we've made mistakes, our parents made mistakes, everyone makes mistakes, the Dordea, who had personal conversation with God at Har Sinai, made mistakes, and that will create a certain level of humility and hopefully prevent us from sinning in the future. And therefore, for these two reasons and others, I think it's worth taking, again, even if you don't think like that position in the Ramban, that it's a daily mitzvah verbally. And the Ramban himself is not convinced, right? The Ramban himself raises two possibilities. Either that this is a mitzvah ledoros, that you have to remember these every day, or alternatively, simply that as the Jews were going into the Eretz Yisrael, they were getting a series of instructions that would lead them in the proper way. So whether you think it's a formal mitzvah or not, the notion that we should remember, one, that we are fallible, and that should give us a certain level of humility. Remember that we've made mistakes in the past, we can make mistakes in the future, and therefore that should put us on the best behavior or make sure that we're more careful. And two, to have Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though we do things wrong, He still has done so many good things for us historically. And in the present, both those lessons are things that are worth remembering and worth having one of the Sheish Zechiros to remember these lessons.